Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We're going to have a chicken sandwich taste test because Popeyes tweeted that they had the best chicken sandwich out there. Chick-fil-A tweeted at them like, yo, what? You think you have a better chicken sandwich than us?
Started a huge war.
Yeah, bitches. We'll go chicken sandwich any day, and we'll lay the smackdown on your ass. Step aside, son. And then Wendy said, hold on. Just because we don't have chicken in our name doesn't mean that we don't have the best chicken sandwich. So you and you go sit down in the corner with the other little kids and let the adults in this conversation. So anyway.
And KFC, too.
Yeah, they all jumped in arguing about who had the best chicken sandwich. So we have a non-expert, and I think this is what makes it the best. Like, if we had a food critic or something like that in here, that's too lopsided. You know what I mean? We need somebody just a normal human being.
And I'm friends with a lot of food critics and food bloggers.
Just somebody who just goes in and eats chicken sandwiches and stuff like that all the time. We have Melissa in here. I don't know if you know who she is. She's part of the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9. Melissa, thank you for joining us today.
Stupid.
And you're going to do a blind taste test.
Yeah, I got chicken sandwiches in front of me. I got chicken everywhere.
Yes. Smells delicious in the studio.
I will say, before I do this, right? Because you guys, you and our producers are known to, let's just say, tamper with food.
Oh, that was one time when we stuck a dildo in a burrito.
Right. Besides that. Okay, so before I do this, Leroy, yeah. I would like you to take a bite of one of these sandwiches.
Oh, God, not that one. No,
exactly.
Just kidding.
Go ahead, Leroy. All right, now I can do it.
Now you can do it.
All right, here we go. Sandwich number one.
Sandwich. Okay, this is number one. Mm-hmm.
All right, I already know which one this is.
It doesn't matter which one it is. It's just a taste test.
Okay.
And then we'll reveal. All right. She's such an expert, she can tell.
Sandwich number two. All right.
What are your opinions on sandwich number one?
Yeah. It's all right.
Wow.
It's not great. Do we are any of these people sponsors?
Melissa, don't ask questions that we don't want to know the answers to.
Sandwich number two.
Sandwich number two. Okay. Okay.
I know what that is.
Okay. But I can't tell by your face whether you enjoy it or not.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Melissa's tasting face looks like she just like smelled a fart.
Yep. All right, sandwich number three.
Okay, sandwich number three. That one doesn't look appealing, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I would take this one and put it under the wheel of my car. Yeah, this one's nasty.
Okay, so you just taste tested three sandwiches.
And I honestly don't even know where he got any of these from.
Okay.
But this number two is clearly the winner.
Number two is clearly the winner?
Clearly.
All right, well.
That and without a doubt.
Congratulations, the winner is Popeyes.
Is it?
Yeah, well, we don't have a Popeyes sandwich there because we couldn't find one.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Okay, so apparently, Leroy went out.
I knew that wasn't Popeyes. So wait. Before you tell me that.
What?
What one is that? That's
Chick-fil-A.
I knew it.
Okay, but technically the winner is Popeyes, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because we sent Leroy out to all these restaurants to get chicken sandwich, and he went to multiple Popeyes and couldn't get them because they were sold out. It's crazy.
Wait a minute.
Leroy.
Popeyes sells what?
Chicken.
Okay. How do you sell out of your most popular product?
I found an article because of this Twitter beef.
Yeah.
All over the country, they're selling out because people are going and they're asking and they're like, yo. Yep.
How many different Popeyes did you go to, Leroy?
I went to four different Popeyes. I went to Washington Street. People know about that one. I went to the one on American Legion. And then I ended up at Fenway Park. While the game was getting let out.
And they had no chicken sandwiches in any of them.
No chicken sandwiches. I asked, do you have any in the back that can you? And they was just like, no. They had attitudes too. Attitudes.
Because they were probably getting asked that all day.
Yeah.
How
Think about
do you,
it.
I Oh my, I can't. I can't.
That's how big this Twitter beef. So because of that, because just Popeyes wins by default.
Right.
Because everyone's going and buying their sandwiches.
I mean,
so without tasting it, Melissa.
It's hard to deny that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Can you tell me? Actually, don't tell me which one this horrible one was, because I don't even know how people are buying that.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.